And now this is a dictation for Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R, Guild, G-U-I-L-D, December 1144, addresses a letter to Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw, VA, follow up for Mr. Gil Chester, chronic kidney disease, last visit August. Prior history of ANCA, ANCA positive vasculitis, follows rheumatology Grand Rapids, uses oxygen at home 2 liters, up to date with flu and COVID vaccine, stable dyspnea, extensive review system done being negative, medication list review. I will highlight the beta blockers, remains on a low dose of CellCept, 250 twice a day, recently prednisone decreased from 5 milligrams to 2.5, takes inhalers for COPD, present blood pressure 140 over 88, COPD abnormalities, emphysema, but no RALS, no pleural effusion, no wheezing, no arrhythmia, weight 180, overweight of the abdomen without tenderness, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, March, creatinine 1.79, which is baseline, representing a GFR 38, stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement of phosphorus binders. Blood pressure in the office, in the upper side, needs to be checked at home. Nothing to suggest recurrence of vasculitis. He does have low level of proteinuria, which is non-nephrotic range. He's inquiring about stopping CellCept. That needs to be decided by rheumatologists. It's true, it's been many years since activity. He is aware that with the low dose of prednisone and long exposure, he and family and doctors needs to be aware for any potential adrenal crisis if any acute event happens. Continue chemistries in a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.